The president of heads of private universities in Ghana, Professor Kwesi Yankah, is advocating the establishment of an independent body to provide accreditation and charter to universities. He describes the current body as discriminatory because out of about 60 private universities, only one has received charter to award its own degrees. Professor Yankah also says government should exempt universities from taxes since these institutions do not benefit from the GET Fund and other state funding. He was contributing to the topic Private University in the Globalization of Higher Education and Beyond at the launch of an International Private Universities Conference and Exhibition. Here is a report by Rebecca Ekpe.
The success of private universities and the contribution of human resource capital in recent times is obvious. It is true that while some private universities rank top on universities' league tables, others lack the needed resources to make a strong presence in the educational sector. It is on this premise that the Institute of Leadership and Management in Education is convening an international private universities conference and exhibition. Organizers are looking at sharing knowledge and experience on effective ways of making private universities, particularly in developing countries, a choice to public ones. Professor Kwesi Yankah, who presides over Central University, agrees that private universities are contributing largely to the labor market, a labor market that is prone to accepting graduates, not necessarily the best in class, but best in skills. Professor Yankah says private universities are ready for the change, innovation, in contrast with public universities that he says are more conservative and riddled in bureaucracy.
We think we ought to grow, but where a system gets so complicated that out of this number of private universities, nearly 60, only one of them has been given a charter to grant their own degrees. And lately, two state-owned universities, one in Ho, one in Sunyani, our colleagues doing very hard work. But the fact that such universities are not allowed, let me put it this way, are not given the privilege to grow under mentoring institutions or under the canopy of a mother body. But this requirement is restricted just to private universities. And in addition to many of the things that we've already been talking about, no GET Fund, no staff development fund.
Professor Yankah spoke of expectations for the private universities.
We are looking forward to the day when an accreditation body itself becomes the final body that grants you a charter, an independent body. Whenever it becomes ultimately a government-approved process, it's abused. We can simplify the process of accreditation, but also make it less discriminatory.
Contributing to quality education and how to improve outcomes, Mr. Edward Boateng, through his outfit, Meritus Prep, has helped about 700 students to secure scholarships to study abroad. He alluded to a case where over 25,000 students in Liberia failed an examination, stating that Ghana's scenario is not different from Liberia's. Mr. Boateng said the educational system creates barriers, blocks, and obstacles instead of bridges to develop Ghana's human resource. The International Private Universities Conference and Exhibition takes place in Accra, July next year.
Rebecca Ekpe reporting.